Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Prime Minister has arrived in Spain overnight for what he's labelled a critical NATO summit in Madrid. Leaders of Australia, New Zealand, Japan and South Korea are all included. Anthony Albanese says Ukraine will be top of the agenda.
We live in an uncertain world, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine has upset the norms that we regarded, that the rule of law would be maintained, that sovereign nations' borders would be respected.
Still in Europe, and Premier Mark McGowan and Perth's Lord Mayor will spend the day in Rome as they continue to promote Perth and WA to the world. Basil Zemplis set to meet with Rome's mayor. The Qantas direct flight from Italy back here to Perth touches down this morning. The federal opposition believes getting pensioners back to work will help WA with our current worker shortages. Peter Dutton is in Perth today, pushing for the amount pensioners can earn before their payments are affected to be doubled from $300 to $600. An e-scooter rider who allegedly slammed into an 8-year-old girl on a path near North Coogee Dog Beach has been released without charge overnight. The girl spent another night at PCH with facial injuries. There's reports the scooter was travelling 40 kilometres an hour. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. West Australians will hit the streets in Perth today, marching in solidarity with the US after Roe v. Wade was overturned. So far, 9 states there have already scrapped abortion care, another 12 expected to do so in the next month. In sport, a sea of blue at Optus Stadium last night, with New South Wales beating Queensland 44 points to 12 in State of Origin Game 2. Coach Brad Fittler telling Nine the match was won off the back of a big week of training here in WA.
They played like they trained. They trained really hard all week, emotionally try to fit more in than we normally would, but they realised we had to do the work.
And in AFL, Geelong Cats defender Tom Stewart has been referred directly to the tribunal for that bump that concussed Richmond Tigers star Dion Prestia. Listener.